Choosing where to go to university is a big commitment.
By choosing to study at the University of Central Lancashire, you'll be choosing a place that will support you as you step into your future.
You'll be choosing a new place to call home.
We see our students for who they are and who they can be.
We see opportunity.
We see potential.
We see you.
There's still time to apply for a degree through Clearing.
Visit uclan.ac.uk/clearing to find out more.
This is World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I am your host, Nate Abaurea. Tweet me at NateWST. Tweet us all at World Soccer Talk and at Sports Byline USA. Janusz Michalak is going to be on the show with us. Janusz appearing on World Soccer Talk Radio for the third time. He takes a leg up. We've kept track of the Keith Costigan versus Janusz Michalak total appearances. Now it's going to be, well, assuming, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here. We haven't got Janusz on the line yet, but we'll have him here in a few minutes. It's going to be Janusz 3, Keith 2. So Michalak with a 3-2 lead over Costigan. We'll see what Keith Costigan has to say about that in the coming weeks and coming months here of World Soccer Talk Radio. We're going to be talking with Janusz all about the Liverpool-Arsenal match. Have you ever seen a 0-0 draw with more talking points? Have you ever seen a 0-0 draw that was more entertaining? Yeah, that guy in the rugby helmet and goal for Arsenal and that Ivan Dragic lookalike in the Liverpool goal, they were just not going to let anything in. Cech and Mignolet were on the top of their goalkeeping games yesterday. What a match. I'll say it right now. It was as entertaining as a 0-0 draw can ever get. We're also going to talk with Janusz about the European leagues that we all care about. Talk a little Serie A, talk a little La Liga. My tiny little Basque minnows in Eibar, who were supposed to be relegated from La Liga, if you recall, but were brought back up due to another team breaking some rules and not being financially fit to be a part of the Spanish top flight. Eibar are suddenly just back in La Liga, and oh, by the way, after one weekend of matches, it's Eibar at the top of the table. You gotta love it. Euskaleria forever. We'll talk about Serie A, talk La Liga, talk a little Bundesliga. Dortmund seemingly the hottest team in all of Europe right now. Big World Soccer Talk Radio news relating to the Friday night MLS encounter in San Jose between the Earthquakes and the Galaxy. We'll tell you about that at the end of the show. I'm real excited to share the news, the World Soccer Talk Radio related news for that Quakes Galaxy California Clasico showdown. But before we head to our first break, I just want to sing a little Sarah McLachlan. I will remember you. Super Mario Balotelli, he's gone. All the great moments in a Liverpool shirt, I'm never going to forget you, Mario. All those shots of you up in the stands, wearing those chains, you taking the ball away from Jordan Henderson in the Europa League. Oh, you are just a Liverpool legend. Balotelli, back to Milan. Janusz Michalak with us on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. We'll talk to you next video.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Are you sick and tired of cable and satellite prices going up and up and up? If you're a sports fan like me, one of the main reasons you're keeping your TV subscription is to watch ESPN. But did you know that you can cut the cord, cancel your TV subscription, and watch ESPN live and legally on your computer, tablet, Roku, or phone and save a ton of money? With a subscription to Sling TV, you can watch all the ESPN, ESPN2, TNT, TBS, and AMC that you want. Plus, you also get the SEC Network, ESPN Bases Loaded, ESPN Buzzer Beater, Univision, and much more. From SportsCenter to Hoops, Sling TV has got the best in live sports action and commentary. And today, you can get a free 7-day trial to Sling TV just by going to slingmytv.com. Again, to get a 7-day free trial to Sling TV, go to slingmytv.com today. That's slingmytv.com.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
The 2 for $5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with the new extra long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties side by side stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get two sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with a Big King, Big Fish, or Original Chicken Sandwich. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Thanks for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher as well, and checking out the website, worldsoccertalk.com. Nate Abarea here with you, and it is a pleasure to be joined for the third time in this short but illustrious history of World Soccer Talk Radio by one Janusz Michalek. Janusz, you're back for a third time, so I don't want to jump to any bold conclusions here or anything, but I think you enjoy yourself when you're on this show.
I definitely am. You know, I'm a big fan, and I just don't say that. You know, I go way back with World Soccer Talk, you know, and so this is always a pleasure, you know, being with you and, of course, Chris and Kartik and all the guys that you have got there. Always a pleasure. Trust me on this.
A fine, fine team that we have assembled at World Soccer Talk and here with the radio show that continues to go on strong. Now, as many of you out there may know, yours truly and Janusz both have long, deep-running histories with following Liverpool Football Club. And so we do have a tendency to look at Liverpool through real, real red Liverbird eyes. And so I want to talk with you before we take a trip around Europe and talk about Bundesliga, talk a little Serie A and La Liga. I want to focus for the first few minutes here at least on yesterday's Liverpool-Arsenal match, Janusz. I don't remember, apart from maybe the Battle of Old Trafford between Arsenal and Man United back in 2003 during the Invincibles year, I cannot remember a more entertaining 0-0 draw ever. I mean, I love Rebecca Lowe as they were doing the highlights on NBC. She's kind of laughing as they came back after the highlights. She goes, has there ever been a 0-0 draw where the highlights have lasted 5.5 minutes? It was ridiculous, you know? Well, what did you make of yesterday's match, and how entertaining was it to you?
Well, it was incredible. You know, I didn't think it was going to be that wide open. Certainly, I thought Liverpool were going to be careful. I mean, I look at this Liverpool team, and we all talked about, you know, difficult schedule early on for them, and it continues. You know, so when you have a good start like this, and let's face it, the first 1-0, first 2-1-0 wins weren't pretty, right? And, you know, you go to Arsenal, and you think to yourself, if you Arsenal, Brendan Rodgers, I'm sure, thought that way. He says, you know, a draw here would be fine. You take a point here, I think West Ham is next. You have United away, and you have to survive. You know. I always thought that, you know, looking at the first 7 or 8 fixtures, you know, you thought about this Liverpool team, and you say you want to stay in touch with whoever is going to be at the top, right? And you know, we all thought that maybe Chelsea were going to be there, but say now it's Manchester City, really, for the most part. You kind of want to stay within 3 points, maybe 4, once you go through that difficult, schedule, right? So I was a little bit surprised to how wide open it was, to be quite honest. But, you know, in the first 5 minutes, if I remember correctly, remember Benteke came very, very close. Coutinho, I think, hit the crossbar. Sanchez missed a close header as well. And it was just, you know, just one of those games. And I just never thought it was going to stay that way. It was a number of chances. I mean, Arsenal had plenty as well. So, yeah, it was entertaining. Just goes to show that, it, you know, 0-0 doesn't always have to be boring.
Well, we're going to talk about the goalies here in a little bit, because both Petr Cech and Simon Mignolet were outstanding yesterday, and I loved the exchange between the two keepers after the match, going over, exchanging keeper jerseys, slapping five, giving a hug, and just laughing at each other, going, you weren't going to let one in today, were you? We could have played for 180 minutes, and you weren't going to let one in. Petr Cech getting the man of the match honors, and had it not been for his outstanding performance, Mignolet could have snagged that man of the match himself. I want to talk with you now about Brendan Rodgers and Liverpool tactics. There's a term, two words that I love. I absolutely love hearing this, and I would never have before associated this with Brendan Rodgers. Tactical versatility. He's playing multiple styles, and this goes back to the signing of Christian Benteke. A lot of people question quite a bit, how's he going to fit into the Rodgers system? My God, having a big target man up front, this big Belgian from the Congo with this authentically English style, this old school English target forward style. How is that going to fit into the tiki-taka trickle-down that is the Brendan Rodgers possession-first system? Within yesterday's match, Janusz, they played... I saw three different distinct styles within one match. You had the quality possession and chance creation early on. Then they went into to route one football, trying to play the long balls through Christian Benteke. And then they also bunkered down and played counterattacking football for the final 20 to 30 minutes. How surprised are you to see this from a Brendan Rodgers team, to see Brendan really broaden his horizons as a tactical manager?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say I disagree with you, because it's not that. But I think ultimately, when you look at that, and I think you're right in many ways, is that, you know, that Liverpool is going to play on the break. They have, in a way, you know, in transition. And, you know, that's why I think there's a big distinction, I often say that, between playing on a counterattack and playing in transition, right? Because they're not the same. You know, it's when you win the ball, when you move number of players, you know, quickly, or if you just sit back and counter, right? And Liverpool is not a team that sits back. In the second half, they did, because of the quality of Arsenal. You know, you know that you're going to, at some stage, especially away from home against a good side, that you're going to have to suffer a little bit. And, you know, if you just sit there and then just take advantage of either a long ball or you break, you know, that to me is a great counterattack. But I think Liverpool is more of a transitional team, you know, where they do a little bit of both. Then maybe that's where I'm hearing you kind of put the 2 points in there, right? Like, you know, that they look differently. I think Benteke offers that if you have to go over the top, I suppose a few years back you could still go long, and Suarez would provide that, even though he's totally different than Benteke. But he's a sort of player that will bring any ball down, and it will keep possession of it until he gets some support from behind. But it's more because of his technical ability than being your true target man, where Benteke seems to be that way. So I hope I make myself clear in that one. I think it started a couple years ago, if you remember. I think the players went to Brendan Rodgers because, you know, he played really, it was all about possession, was building from the back, almost too deep. Mignolet was looking at his fullbacks, you know, being level with him, and actually in some ways putting them in trouble because of what Brendan Rodgers wanted from him. And I think, you know, having Sturridge and having Coutinho and having Suarez, players recognize that quickly and say, listen, we've got to move the ball. I mean, we have players up front that are going to hurt people. So I think, you know, that's where I saw his flexibility in terms of listening to his players and finding a way. And I think you see a little bit of, you know, the same right now. You're going to see a team with a little bit of pace, and you see what Coutinho is capable of doing it. Firmino, obviously, Nate still needs a little bit of time and perhaps needs to play a little bit deeper and behind Benteke, you know, because I've seen a lot of him at Hoffenheim as well. But, you know, tactically what he's done the most was that midfield, of course, yesterday. You know, Lucas Leiva, I don't think it was to anybody's surprise that he's played so well. What needs to be said, that Can was absolutely outstanding, especially in the first half. And James Milner, of course, gives you that, you know, that thing on both sides of the ball that you can't pay for. So, you know, and here again we have to talk about Arsenal. I'll take a breather to let you get another question in. But Arsenal, of course, you know, perception becomes reality. And that was a very, very strong midfield from Liverpool that caused problems to Arsenal.
Well, and it's the classic dilemma for Arsenal when it was a midfield that Brendan Rodgers lined up. And whether it was Lucas and Emre Can in particular, Milner also adds a level of grit. But you look at what Emre and what Lucas Leiva are able to do right there. That's a gritty holding midfield type situation. And that gave Arsenal so many headaches. And we talk so much about what Coquelin is going to offer Arsenal. He's finally going to add this level of grit that they haven't had since Patrick Vieira left. And you look at yesterday as that first big test of, hey, Brendan Rodgers says, I'm going to stick to gritty dudes who know how to cut down angles and know how to be smart in possession and be gritty, gritty center defensive midfielders. And they caused so many problems, so much confusion for that Arsenal midfield. And that is a troubling, troubling sight for any Arsenal fan and for Arsene Wenger himself. Jan O'Shea, let's talk about Arsenal on the other side of the break, and still a couple of things to talk about with Liverpool as well. Want to get your thoughts on how you're going to remember the legacy of Mario Balotelli now that he's gone. The Liverpool legend that was Mario Balotelli now that he's back to AC Milan. We'll talk about Super, Super Mario. We'll talk about Arsenal and try to maybe ground a little bit. I don't want to rain on anybody's parade. I don't want to rain on my own parade. But Liverpool, quite frankly, are three blown calls away from being on 3 points with two losses. We'll talk about all that on the other side of this break. It's World Soccer Talk Radio. Nate Abareya and Janusz Michalik here with you. Stay tuned.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Are you sick and tired of cable and satellite prices going up and up and up? If you're a sports fan like me, one of the main reasons you're keeping your TV subscription is to watch ESPN. But did you know that you can cut the cord, cancel your TV subscription, and watch ESPN live and legally on your computer, tablet, Roku, or phone and save a ton of money? With a subscription to Sling TV, you can watch all the ESPN, ESPN2, TNT, TBS, and AMC that you want. Plus, you also get the SEC Network, ESPN Bases Loaded, ESPN Buzzer Beater, Univision, and much more. From SportsCenter to Hoops, Sling TV has got the best in live sports action and commentary. And today you can get a free 7-day trial to Sling TV just by going to slingmytv.com. Again, to get a 7-day free trial to Sling TV, go to slingmytv.com today. That's slingmytv.com.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer to Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rebel.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. Or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rebel.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rebel.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
Nate Abaraya and Janusz Michalik back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio. So much more to get into, to get truly stuck into recapping this Arsenal-Liverpool match and looking at both teams and how they've really fared after three games in this Premier League season. We'll get back to Liverpool here in a couple of minutes, Janusz. I want to talk about Arsenal real quick. What I saw yesterday, that is not a team that is going to win the Premier League title, plain and simple. And it's a team that I selected, and I was not alone. I thought I was actually going to be in a very small minority and was going to kind of shock a lot of people saying, yeah, Arsenal's going to win the title this year. This is finally the year. Kokalin and Cech are the two biggest factors. I was not alone. I was blown away at how many people, whether it was at Fox, ESPN, NBC, outlets over in the UK, who were picking Arsenal to win the title. That is not a team that looks like a title contender. But then again, apart from Manchester City, there's not a single team in the Premier League right now that really looks like they're a true title contender, in my opinion. After three games, how are you rating this Arsenal team, Janusz?
Well, I mean, I think it's three games in the Premier League, so let's get this, out of the way, that it's early, really. I mean, who's going to win it and who's not going to win it? But we do have some indications, of course, and we can only go on that. In terms of Arsenal, as I said, you know, perception becomes reality, and I bet you that at some stage, because we keep saying, you know, this thing over and over, that, you know, a little bit of a physicality in midfield that they need and that they refuse to get. And let's be honest here, Coquelin was wonderful. If it wasn't for Coquelin, I think that would have been, it could have been over in the first half. Of course, we're talking about, you know, the game could be changed if that goal stood, which it should have, and that does change games, absolutely, because now you're testing Liverpool away from home, and after such a good beginning of the game, psychologically, that goal could have been enough to send Liverpool home with no points. The psyche of the players is very funny, and I suspect, you have to have a feeling early on is like, you know, how does Liverpool not reward themselves after what they've done in the first half? So add that goal that should have stood, and maybe we're talking differently today. However, speaking of the perception becoming a reality, it's, you know, because we keep saying this all the time, people are sick and tired of it, and many are saying, oh, that's not the only reason, but it is, because, look, Coquelin was absolutely outstanding, but he was by himself. If you consider how much Chambers and Gabriel struggled, who's going to protect them, right? When you have Milner, Lucas, and Chan, three physical players, right? They're already kind of winning that midfield battle. It's difficult to look at also Ramsey and even Sanchez to some degree. I mean, those type of players in the midfield, Sanchez obviously physical, but if you look at also, I mean, and well, let's just concentrate on these, Cazorla, also, and Ramsey. Three players that at some stage are going to have to help you defensively and going to have to protect the back four that's struggling, right? I mean, look at Chambers, look at Gabriel, look at Bellerin. I mean, Bellerin is still looking for Coutinho today. he's still looking for him. And, you know, it happens, and I've been in those situations. I've been a fullback, and I don't say this just to be funny here, but it's true, and it happens to players. Then who are you protecting? You have three out of the back four because Monreal looked normal and looked well. You have three that are struggling. Struggling to whatever degree you want to say, badly, right? And now you have one, you know, Coquelin who's played well. Obviously, you look at what he's done. But he was all by himself. I mean, it's too big of an ask from the likes of Cazorla, also, and Ramsey. Ramsey, to some degree, can give you that. But because he was playing wide, right? Many thought that if he played central, that would have been different. Maybe put also outright. But again, when you have Coutinho coming at Bellerin, I mean, then you're asking also to help from that wide position, and that's not his strength. So you have three smaller players that their strength is to create and to attack, not to defend. And in some of those games, as you've mentioned, it's way too early to say that, but there will be games like that when, again, Arsenal are going to lose points because of that, because you have too many players that don't have the range of play and physicality to grind. And it's as simple as that. Otherwise, why would Arsenal not do better? I mean, they have everything you want. They have talent out the wazoo. But the balance for me, it continues not to be there. And I think everybody can see that. And if I'm Arsene Wenger, I just do it to change that perception. You know, you can get one, you know, a physical player in there, and maybe you're still not winning. But perception-wise, at least week in and week out, people can't get on you because of that. And I think that that perception changes the game a little bit. I truly believe in that. I don't think Arsenal is very, very far away. But, you know, some of the fundamentals of the game, especially in a league like Premier League, aren't there. Look, if Arsenal is in La Liga, I think that's not as big of an issue because everybody's playing to attack, right? Seriously. In that league, the way Arsenal play, they'll be fine.
It's a really interesting point that you bring up, that Arsenal are really built to be a continental side. And I love all the Arsenal fans that, you know, criticize all the pundits and all the media networks around the world going, oh, you guys are beating a dead horse. And right. Yours truly and Janusz Michalik right now, we're beating a dead horse talking about these problems at Arsenal. Well, we have no choice. It continues to be an issue, and this lacking of a spine, this lacking of a backbone. What was the great quote from Robbie Earle back on NBC a few weeks ago? Too many selfies and six packs, and not enough strength in the midfield from this Arsenal team. But we look at Coquelin as a step in the right direction, and don't want to put too many, you know, high hopes on the lad and put way too many high expectations on him. But there are shades of Patrick Vieira in his game, what he brings to the Arsenal squad, the way he cuts down passing angles, the way he can command a midfield with physicality. He is a step in the right direction, but Janusz, you nail it right on the head there. He needs help. It can't just be being the only backbone in this Arsenal side.
Right. He needs somebody. He's still very young. It's hard to put all the responsibility on him. He came out of nowhere, right? It was almost like, you know, I don't want to say desperation, but, you know, I mean, when he came over on loan, it just nobody thought that he could play like that. So credit to Arsene Wenger to give him that opportunity, but I think it's a big ask to have just one player because, again, you know, people say Arteta, but, you know, Arteta is the distributor of the ball. I mean, he's not a ball winner. He's not a player that's going to, you know, who's got the range of play where he's going to go forward and chase back 30, 40 yards. He can do it once, but you can't ask him to do it the whole game, and some games require that. So I definitely think that's a problem. But, you know, the major problem for them yesterday was, of course, Koscielny and Mertesacker. I mean, it's hard. You know, we can pound the lack of, you know, that...
Well, we will see what happens here as this Arsenal season progresses. And we'll also try to get Janusz Michalik back on the line here with us momentarily. But, hey, I'm going to do something now that I was going to ask Janusz to do. It's a very dangerous thing to do, and that is climb into the head of Arsene Wenger real quickly. And this just, you know, lifts right up off of what we were just talking about and these things that why does it not change with Arsenal? Why does Wenger have this level of stubbornness? There was one player in yesterday's match that brought a level of intensity, a level of tenacity, a level of, as we like to say when we're covering Spanish football or Mexican soccer or anything in South America, a level of cajones to the attack of Arsenal. We're talking all about bringing spine and backbone to the midfield and to the back line. Bringing spine and backbone, bringing cajones to the attack. His name is Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. Just call him the Ox. What is the deal with the Ox not getting, I don't want to say not getting a fair shake, but I'm finding it more and more difficult to not just put it like that. Why is the Ox not getting more playing time? He comes in, he gets 10 minutes at the end, and Liverpool were clearly bunkering down. Liverpool clearly were saying, hey, we're parking 8 or 9 at the back, and we're just playing long balls up to Benteke to maybe knock down to somebody to run onto. We're packing 8 at this back line right now. You're not going to get through us. You can possess, you know, 40, 50 yards away from goal. Once you get in close, you are not getting anywhere near this goal. The Ox comes on, and he changed all of that. Arsenal had chances in the final 10 minutes of the game, and a few of them stemmed directly from Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. Understand we do have Janusz back on the line, and hey, we've only got a minute and a half before we got to head to break, so can you real quickly take a dangerous step into the head of Arsene Wenger and tell me why the Ox does not get more playing time for this team?
No, I don't know. I think it's a decision that somehow maybe Arsene Wenger doesn't want to make. You know, who do you drop, Ramsey, Cazorla, or Ozil? I mean, you have to drop someone. And really, you're looking at Alexis, unless he moves Alexis central, right? I mean, as a striker, which he has. I'm not sure, you know. It's probably not his best position, but he's proven last season that he could play there. So I think you're going to see that. But you're right. I mean, in terms of pace, you know, not having either Theo or Ox is very, very questionable. Because I mean, you know, when you play the way Arsenal play with speed, the way they build quick movement, I think, to me, it seems wiser to have someone like Alexis Sanchez on one side, and say, Ox or Theo on the other side. You know what I mean? If you were going to stick with Giroud, I'm not sure. Every time Ox plays, he makes a difference. So I think it's a big decision. Just a couple, you know, last game also wasn't good. What was the game before where he was outstanding? I think against Crystal Palace, if I remember correctly. You know, that's what Ozil does. I mean, he's not consistent enough. And when he's at his best, he's one of the best out there. No questions about that. But I just don't think I see enough of that. You know, again, for me, his work ethic is always very questionable. It's one of those players. When he has the ball, he looks great. But without the ball, he often looks disinterested. And many Arsenal fans don't want to hear that, but it's true.
A couple of stats after this Liverpool-Arsenal match. Both teams, 3 games played. Liverpool still have not conceded a goal. Mind you, they are 3 blown calls away from being on 3 points with 1 win and 2 losses. But it seems that luck is favoring them ever so slightly. And Arsenal, 2 home matches, not a single goal scored. Nate Abaray and Janusz Michalak back with you after this right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Taking a trip to the European continent, talking Bundesliga, Serie A, and La Liga. Stay tuned.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast.
broadcast today.
Nate Abarea and Janusz Michalik back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio. And we're going to be jumping from England to Italy. And then we're going to go from Italy to Spain and then spend quite a bit of time in Germany talking about the Bundesliga. But what better way to take on this transition than to just follow Mario Balotelli? We're going to go from England to Italy. Super Mario Balotelli back to AC Milan, where he was just at a couple of years ago. Mario Balotelli back to Milan on loan. This is not a full transfer. Mario Balotelli off of the Liverpool roster for the next 12 months or so. We'll have to get the specifics on this loan, but he passed his medical. He is back to AC Milan. Janusz Michalik, real quickly before we talk a little European leagues, talk the Serie A, talk La Liga, talk Bundesliga, how will you remember the Liverpool legend that was Mario Balotelli?
Was it to remember? I mean, he hasn't done anything. You know, I supported him and defended him for number of years because, you know, you always look at a player when he came on the scene, how young he was, you know, a specimen of a player that's technically sound, of course, and the potential was unbelievable. But, you know, until he does something, I don't even know if there's a reason to talk about him. You know, I know in the intro you've mentioned superstar, but superstar of what? You know, he hasn't shown anything. Really.
Well, yeah, Janusz, there's a heavy dose of sarcasm that I hope you can pick up in my voice.
That's what I said in
your
intro. But
with this being said, in all seriousness, is this the last chance for him? Because people talk about the 2012 European Championships where Super Mario truly took center stage and he was sensational in Euro 2012. Since then, I mean, there's been hardly anything good to talk about, specifically on the pitch. Is this the last chance for him to prove something? Because he's not exactly a baby anymore. He's not exactly the endless potential anymore. He's getting into his mid-20s.
I know he is getting, but he's still young enough and you know, last chance. I thought, you know, Liverpool was his last chance. You know, the funny thing about that is that, you know, there are managers out there that always think, or every manager thinks that, you know, they're going to get him right. You know what I mean? And if someone does, they're of course, are going to be a hero because someone always thinks that, you know, look at this player. I mean, only, you know, still so young. What's he, 24? You know, with everything that he's got, if I can get to his head, maybe we have something on our hands. But, you know, nobody can get into his head. I don't even think he understands himself, to be quite honest. I mean, you know, to have that sort of tools and to continue to throw that away because of his attitude on and off the pitch, it's incredible to me. You know, I would have paid money to have, you know, one-third of his talent. You know what I mean? What he has is incredible. So it is unfortunate. I've said to myself after Liverpool that I'm not going to talk about him until he does something. I mean, there's really no reason to pay too much attention, and I think it would be great for him if people stayed away and stopped talking about him. Maybe he'd recognize how much time he's wasted.
And with that said, we will no longer be talking about Mario Balotelli right here on World Soccer Talk Radio until he does something special, if he does something special, right, at the San Siro for AC Milan. All right, real quickly, a little Serie A chat. Juventus in weekend one of Serie A, they're losers. They're in 17th place of the Serie A table. They lose the barcode matchup between Juventus and Udinese. Do you still look at them as the title favorites in Serie A, Janusz, despite this opening weekend setback?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, it's not like, you know, other teams had a great opening weekend, right? I mean, almost everybody lost points. Inter, of course, did get them very, very late, of course. But when you look at, teams like Roma and Napoli and Milan and, you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, you know, I just watched the highlights of the Juventus game. From the highlights, it seemed like they should have won that game easily. If you know Udine, of course, they're very, very capable of doing that. I think you got to give him credit for that. But For Juventus, Marchisio, of course, was missing in that midfield. You could say that, but I still have to say that the Juventus, for me, even with all the changes, and as I've mentioned, you know, I mean, those are big changes in terms of leadership, more so than anything else, because, you know, Pirlo can be replaced, but, you know, Tevez and Vidal, those are tough, tough losses. But I'll tell you what, you know, when I watched that Super Cup game against Lazio, I saw a team that was still, in my eyes, very, very capable of winning the fifth Scudetto.
Really, even with Mario Balotelli going to AC Milan? No, I'm kidding. All right, we jump over to Spain real quick, and then we'll head on over to Germany. I know you're anxious to talk about the Bundesliga. La Liga opening weekend was just downright weird. There were only two teams that scored more than one goal. One of them was my beloved Basque Minnows in Eibar, who aren't even supposed to be in this league anymore. They lucked out due to other shortcomings and got reinstated into La Liga after being relegated last season. They went 3-1 in the Monday nighter. They are top of the league. Real Madrid draw 0-0, and people are already calling for Rafa Benitez's head. Barcelona, less than enthralling. They still win 1-0. Super pistolero Luis Suarez with the winner. Messi misses a penalty. Atletico Madrid, gritty. They get a nice 1-0 victory. How are you feeling about La Liga this year?
Well, I mean, the usual suspects. I think Atletico Madrid, once again, are going to jump into that a little bit. They retooled nicely. They seem to have a way of doing that with Diego Simeone and his discipline and his track record. You can never put them away. Real Madrid, look, yeah, you want to give them benefit of the doubt. It's a long, long season. It's a 2 points that perhaps they would feel that they shouldn't have dropped, I think. I'm not saying that Gijón is an easy place to go to, but I think you still expect them to win and, you know, even if it's just psychological, keep pace with Barcelona, of course. And, you know, Barcelona have been playing Atletico Bilbao for fun, I guess, right? Three times in, whatever, 10 days. Bilbao with a significant number of injuries in that last one, of course. So it is a big win for Barcelona. That's the only thing I take out of that because, you know, some teams are going to play Bilbao at the full strength later in the season, and I promise you it won't be as easy. First games are always a little bit of an unknown, right? So if you can catch Bilbao at home without some of the key players and perhaps still celebrating winning the Super Cup and if you can catch them, you know, and win there, that's a big, big 3 points for Barcelona. I'll give you that much because you watch some of the big names will be dropping points in that beautiful stadium there.
Eibar to win the title and Rafa Benitez to get fired after 10 matches. You heard it right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. All right, we head to Deutschland. We head to the Bundesliga, where Borussia Dortmund are seemingly the hottest team in Europe right now. I'll just give you their league statistics right now. Two matches played, two wins, 8 goals for, none conceded. Bayern Munich, not bad either. 7 goals for, 1 goal against. But the way Dortmund are playing in all competitions, actually, too, in their Europa League situations as well, They seem to be the hottest team in Europe right now, and I love we've had a number of Bundesliga folks on the show, and people kind of talk about Munich just running this monopoly in German football over the last few years. But Wolfsburg was looked at as a main competitor. Schalke was also looked at as a main competitor. A lot of people kind of looked at Borussia Dortmund in the stage of transition and kind of pushed them to the side. How do you think they're feeling right now, and how hot are they really, and can they keep this up, Janusz?
No, I mean, I don't think anybody pushed them aside. I think, you know, last season was difficult. You know, it's probably right that they needed a new broom in town a little bit. I think, you know, if you look at the table, the usual suspects are up there, right? You know, I mean, Wolfsburg in sixth, I suppose. But, you know, it's a big game against Schalke this Friday, by the way, and also Bayern Munich against Leverkusen. Leverkusen just know how to win early on. I think it's the third season straight that they've won their first two matches. You know, you look at their win against Gladbach. I mean, it was a typical, you know, in the first Borussia Dortmund, of course, against Gladbach in the first game was really Klopp's Dortmund to some degree. I know there are some differences between Tuchel and Klopp, but let's not forget they kind of follow each other's career. They've both been in Mainz, now they've both been at Dortmund, and if you watch the high pressure in the first 45 minutes where the game was over, I mean, it really reminded you of Jurgen Klopp in that wonderful season, two seasons when they won the Bundesliga twice, and of course, you know, they got to the Champions Champions League final as well. So I'm not surprised there at all, really. Can they sustain that? That's a big question. Although the good thing, for them is that, you know, Mkhitaryan looks different. Shinji Kagawa looks back to his old ways, right? Gundogan looks back to his old ways. Those are two players. Kagawa left, of course, and we've seen Gundogan. They were looking for other things, and yet they're back in Dortmund. So those are the good things. Aubameyang, out of nowhere, Milan seems to be getting a lot of good players, getting rid of a lot of good players. I wish he was still in Milan to some degree because, the sort of player that they need. And Nyang comes to mind as well. When they got rid of him, he's back now, although injured. So you see how I'm going back to Milan, Nate? It never ends. But Dortmund, I think it's a great start for them. I still think Bayern Munich are class of Bundesliga. They're just too deep in just about every position. I don't necessarily love the way they play, but they're just too good. They've won their first two games. There's no reason for us to think that it'll be otherwise. But it'll be interesting to watch. I believe it's on Saturday when Leverkusen come to town, because that's going to be a real test.
Janis, you've always been a big fan of the Bundesliga, and it was a huge deal getting the Bundesliga on Fox this year and their extensive coverage of the German top flight. And we go back all the way to the 70s and 80s with public broadcasting here in America, and special shout out to San Francisco's own KQED, who got soccer made in Germany with the great Toby Charles on American television. How stoked are you as a fan of this league and someone who wants to cover this league and be a part of this thing to see the Bundesliga back on American television as all these other soccer stories are really becoming mainstream here in the USA?
Yeah, I think a little bit of bias there. I always follow Bundesliga, maybe because I haven't lived almost 18 years in Poland. Obviously, our neighbors, a lot of Polish players, of course, historically and even now, play there as well. A lot of American players have played there as well. So yeah, I'm extremely happy. I think Fox is a good, doing a great job so far. Maybe I'll do some of those games. I'm hoping, at some stage. Right now, I'm doing them at ESPN for international audiences. But I think it's great. At Fox, I spoke to the people there when they were in the process of getting it. I knew how they were going to treat Bundesliga, and as you can see, it's done first class. It's done, same way as any other competitions, with studio shows and obviously, guys that have played in that league. My former teammates, Jovan Kirovski is there. It's nice to see him. I haven't seen him for a long time. Eric, of course, has played. Who can forget, even when we were on the national team, when he was at Saarbrücken, I believe, at the time. I'm happy because you have just about every game. The coverage is there. So I think it's great. And, it's not just Bundesliga. It just goes to show how, look at Fox. Look at the number of properties they're going to have in the next 15, 20 years. ESPN still is going to have European championships coming next summer. It's great. We're living in a great time. If you told me, now 30 years ago when I first came here, and as you said, when I watched, Toby Charles, if you told me in general that we're going to have the sort of coverage that NBC provides with the Premier League, ESPN, especially now Fox, having so many big time properties, I don't know if I would have believed. To be quite honest, I think, I always thought it was going to take a lot more time, Nate. You have to be surprised. Kind of you and I in the same era. I know you understand when I first came here, and where I was and the number of leagues that I've been that have gone now. The leagues were, popping up, but they were folding as quickly as they were popping up, I should say. And even with Major League Soccer in 1996, who would have thought that Major League Soccer would be where they are right now? And I think they are in a very, very good place. Not to say that things can get better, but I think it's wonderful what we're seeing right now in terms of support and watchability and all that. So it's great. And for me, Bundesliga has got that little bit of old school. Some people just discovering Bundesliga. I don't think Bundesliga to me was always this way. It was always maybe not as exciting because back then it was a little bit more defensive minded, but people, stadiums are always full, and this is nothing new for people that truly follow Bundesliga over the years.
Well, it's always important to be historically conscious. We talk about that on this show all the time, to be grateful for what we have here in 2015 and moving forward. But I love that you ended that whole spiel with that touch on, hey, we have a chance to give Bundesliga to a new generation of fans, to a new generation of American soccer fans who would have not been in touch with the German top flight through what's going on with Fox right now and with ESPN as well. Cheers to you, Janusz. Always a pleasure. You're welcome back anytime. And thanks again for joining us, sir. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Nate. Always a pleasure.
Again, that was Janusz Michalik. We're back after this to take the express train home here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Tell you a little bit about what I'm going to be doing this Friday night in San Jose. Stay tuned.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Another big thank you to Janusz Michalik for joining us here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Manchester United fans, I've got a special treat in store for you this Sunday. We've got two of the blokes from Full Time Devils, the most popular United channel on YouTube, and they will be calling the Swansea-Man United match live on Rabble.tv. United currently unbeaten after three league matches, not conceding anything. They're stingy. It's been a little ugly, but they're unbeaten. 7 points. Manchester United fans have got to be thrilled with that. Sunday's game will be a true test, though, against one of the informed sides of the Premier League. Love what the Swans are doing early on here in this 2015-2016 campaign. Will we finally start seeing Wayne Rooney rediscovering his striker form? Will we see Memphis Depay continuing to be an attacking threat down the left wing? Find out this Sunday. Gaz and Adam from Full Time Devil share their thoughts and opinions during the game live on Rabble.tv. With Rabble, you know the concept by now. You turn on the TV, you mute the TV, you head on over to Rabble to hear real supporters, real knowledgeable folks, passionate folks. Listen to them sharing their analysis during the game. With Rabble, you can listen to the broadcast on your desktop, iOS app, and now through your mobile browser, and join in by posting your questions or observations in the comments section, or create your own broadcast. Call one of your team's games. It's easy. It's your team. It's your call. It's Rabble. For the gaffer Christopher Harris and the producer Dom Jimenez, my name is Nate Abarea. Promise some nice MLS news. World Soccer Talk Radio will be in the house Friday night at Avaya Stadium, 8 p.m. Pacific time. The Galaxy and the Quakes, the California Clasico, the first one including Steven Gerrard and Giovanni Dos Santos. Come on, you Quakes. Hottest team in MLS, baby. Or maybe the two hottest teams in MLS. Let's go, Quakes. Talk to you tomorrow. We'll talk Talk Radio. Signing off.